Here are some facts for us to think about. One third of the world's children live in extreme poverty. A child dies from hunger every 5 seconds. One in six children aged between 5 and 14 is involved in child labour. More than one in five people live on less than $1 a day. More than 10 million children under the age of 5 die each year. Two-thirds of these deaths are preventable. Approximately 15 million children under the age of 18 have lost one or both parents to AIDS. I expect many of us will have heard these shocking facts before, and yet in some ways they seem distant from us and difficult to relate to. The stories are all too familiar. Starving children in Africa, floods in India, fighting in the Sudan. So familiar, in fact, that the temptation is to switch off, to say it's all too remote, and what difference can we make anyway? This morning, we're going to spend a few minutes considering one way that we can make a difference, one way in which we can see our actions having some good effect, and that is in sponsoring a child. Those of you who were at the church meeting in September may recall that Christine, our organist, told us about the child she sponsors through an organisation called Compassion. And we're now going to watch a short video about the work of Compassion, and in particular, how they've helped a young boy called Moses. So that is Moses. So Moses' life was completely transformed. If he hadn't been found, then he would have just died on that rubbish heap. Unfortunately, a lot of children are just abandoned because their parents are unable to maintain them. They haven't got any money at all. But Moses was found, and then through the support of Compassion, his foster mother was able to look after him and to bring him up. Well, you can see the conditions are not wonderful, but at least he's got food, he's had an education, and he's come to know Jesus. And through the practical actions of Christians, this little boy's life has been absolutely transformed. So the way that Compassion works is that you sponsor the child throughout their at the time they're in full-time education, and it's £21 a month, I think. We've got two people, Christine and Marion, in our congregation who are sponsoring children at the moment. And you receive letters, don't you, Marion, from the child, and hear how they're getting on, and in return you write back to them. There are, of course, other charities which have similar schemes, and I know Sylvia has a child sponsored through an organisation called World Mission. And is that similar, Sylvia? Yes. But there, I think, rather than sponsoring one child, they sponsor the community, and they help children in the community rather than just one child. But you get letters backwards and forwards from people? Yes, to hear what they're doing. So if anybody's interested in following that up, then please see Christine or Marion. Give a wave, Marion. Or Sylvia down the front afterwards. I know times are hard, but when you see the conditions that people are living in countries like that, you think, well, 50p a day, a pound a day, that's the cost of a paper. And yet, with that money, these people's lives can be totally transformed. They can have a life. They can have a future. And that will benefit their community and hopefully give the whole community a better way forward.